Hey guys, this is Tim from Capes and Scows, and we're about to do another oddball issue. This will be episode 2. Before I get started, I'd like to thank everybody for continually checking us out on social media, especially my Instagram. That's been getting more attention. That's fun. Capes and Scows podcast on there. Twitter, at Capes and Scows, and then on my personal is at mad_dog_Tim. And I like all the comments and opinions and everything about our output. We've been really stepping it up. It has not been easy, but I'm glad people have noticed and that they're enjoying it. And that's really all it's about. More interviews, more everything. More everything, you said. And I said, sure, okay. So we'll see how long I can do that before I'm burned out on the whole thing and I just go back to doing nothing. Yeah, it could happen. So today's oddball issue is Action Comics Annual Number 6. This is from 1994. It is DC. And it is a Superman story. I know Action Comics went bi-weekly and had other characters like Wild Dog. And this isn't that. This is after, kind of after that, late 80s era of Action Comics. It is an Elseworlds story. So Elseworlds in general, you know you're getting an alternate reality, a different type of story. This one is written by John Byrne and drawn by John Byrne with colors by Glenn Whitmore. John Byrne, of course, known predominantly for X-Men and known more for his Marvel work. There's also a backup story by Dennis Junk, J-A-N-K-E, Junk, 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 Yank, Ank. You know I'm bad with names. And Louise Simonson as well. And the art also by that person whose name I butchered, with Glenn Whitmore also coloring this one. So a plethora of people. Your main story is an average size, and then your backup story is, you know, 7 or 8 pages. All right, so let's get into it. So initially, what is odd about the cover? Because that's what's going to make me pick a book for oddball issues, just judging a book by its cover. We have a colonial Superman tearing up the American flag. Upon closer look, you realize that Supes is wearing red, the colors of the Confederacy, and is free-floating over dead Union soldiers. This is an Elseworlds story, like I said, which are known for alternate realities and timelines. The cover is solid art by Mike Mignola, who was just about debuting Hellboy at this time, which would have come out, that's Next Men 21, which was December of 93. This is early 94, so Hellboy was brand new. Maybe that's why they got him on the cover. Maybe he was already on scheduled to be on the cover. I don't know. But it's cool to see him draw anything besides Hellboy. I always enjoy when he does it. I love how he does Batman and Robin as well. So for story, the main story focuses on the last survivor of Krypton, which is not Kal-El, it's Gar-El, a man who predicted the Earth's sun's effect on Kryptonians. He brings peace through fear. Siding with the British, he ends the United States' birth before it even begins by hanging the founding fathers. As his bloodline dilutes over generations, his family is weaker to the point of being near human. His grandson, Kal-El, questions Gar-El to the brink of treason. Backup story focuses on a land in the fifth dimension with Mr. Missileplex and a lot of them reacting to a doomsday creature landing on their planet, and it looks a lot like Superman. So it's kind of like doomsday coming, but it's actually just Superman not realizing that everything he does is just destroying things. Now for the art is pretty consistent throughout both stories, fairly basic most times, and fantastic at others. When Gar-El crash lands on Earth, it is a perfect, simplistic panel that drives home things are going to get wild. The backup story has a more shapely style that can be fun when things are being destroyed by an oblivious Superman. Nothing sets this art above many other stories of this time, however. Byrne gets bonus points for making different versions of Superman characters easily noticeable and attainable. Same can be said of Benjamin Franklin and the other founding fathers. So my final thought on the book, the ideas within both stories are very original, yet very slow and at times dull. There's definitely pacing issues. The talking to action ratio is way off scale. As a concept, it would do way better as a miniseries to take the appropriate amount of time to develop the characters and why we should care for them. This issue shares similarities to Superman Red Sun, which while that came almost 10 years later, Red Sun was much better for exactly the reasons I described. It was longer, it was 3 issues, I believe, and they fleshed it out to the point where the emotions could be felt a little better. I can't deny the solid effort of everyone involved in these stories. This book feels like a bridge between the solid 80s Superman stories and the events of Death of Superman and Reign of Superman. I'm sure I'll be reading much worse soon enough. And now to grade it, well, this one gets 5 out of 10 Super Pros. It's in the middle. If it had, and I don't know how they would do it, but if the pacing was just slightly better, I think this book would have gotten a slightly higher grade, and I think it would have benefited from being its own small little mini-series. The backup's fine. The backup is a one-and-done, and it's an interesting kind of take on Superman in general. And that's about it. All right, I'd like to thank you all again. CapesandScousePodcast.com. Check us out. If you want to ask us any questions, suggestions, you want us to interview your grandmother, I'll do it. You just send us an email at capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com, and we'll talk to Nana. We'll be like, Nana, you remember comics? And she'd be like, no, I don't remember comics. I have dementia. They're coming for me. Who's coming for you, Nana? Oh, the Nazis. Wow, that's going to be a great interview. No, that's actually kind of sad. You know what? I'll do it anyways. Speaking of Oddball. All right, everybody. Thank you for keeping with us. Thank you for checking this out. Hope you enjoy Oddball Issues. I know that episode 3 is one of my more favorite ones, so we'll see. I'll see you back here soon.